Welcome to the Bozeman Brief, an AI-powered podcast on the city of Bozeman.
Today, we're covering the Downtown Area Urban Renewal District Board meeting from July 14, 2026, where the board received a detailed presentation on downtown parking survey results and discussed building height regulations coming back before the City Commission.
Chair Jake Van Dusen and Vice Chair Tony Renslow were absent, so board member Nicholas Wickes ran the meeting. The board approved minutes, heard no public comment, and moved into the main event, a presentation from parking consultant McLaren of Indigo West on the district's parking vision plan.
The consulting team analyzed Placer AI foot traffic data, showing 1.3 million U.S. visitors experienced downtown Bozeman in 2025. Of those, 11% came from the greater Bozeman area. Out-of-state visitors were up 22% compared to 2019, while Montana visitors were down 20%. Overall visitation is up 8% from 2019, but trending down from a 2021 peak.
A key finding: downtown visitation from Bozeman area residents has held steady, but hasn't kept pace with 14% population growth in Bozeman or 17% growth in surrounding communities since 2019. The consultant said this data helps identify who the public education campaign should target.
On enforcement, the presentation showed Bozeman residents with 59715 and 59718 zip codes make up 7% of total downtown visitors, but account for 44% of overtime parking citations. Out-of-state visitors represent 74% of visitors, but only 29% of citations. Each citation starts at $23.50, and the city collected $350,000 in overtime citation revenue in 2025.
The team also fielded an online survey with over 1,300 responses. Not a scientifically representative sample, but 74% of respondents visit downtown daily or weekly. Among findings, 51% of downtown employees reported issues finding legal parking. 77% of respondents said adding more parking spots was important, and 74% found downtown traffic patterns challenging.
Four opportunities emerged. First, exploring free or affordable top-level garage parking for employees. Executive Director Ellie Staley called it a viable option, noting complications around snow removal and lost revenue. Second, a public education campaign to address what the consultant described as widespread misinformation about parking rules. Third, improvements to the existing garage and surface lots. Fourth, enhanced signage and wayfinding.
Board member John Howe pushed back on what he saw as a gap in the plan. He said, "There's a glaring hole from my perspective of not addressing the elephant in the room, which is more parking and the $5 million we've set aside." He urged including explicit language about expanding parking supply, adding, "Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Let's try something. If it doesn't work, great, we'll pivot."
Board member Marley McKenna agreed the plan should reference adding supply, but noted the survey data suggests another large garage may not be the answer, since people aren't using the existing garage as a first choice. She also raised the idea of charging for on-street parking beyond the two-hour free period. Staley acknowledged discussions about revisiting a paid parking model, noting a previous attempt was rejected.
The vision plan and public education campaign are targeted for completion this fall, with plans to bring both before this board and the City Commission for approval.
The board also voted unanimously to recommend amending the district's bylaws. The changes align with Senate Bill 3, expanding board membership from 7 to 9 to include county and state representatives, and incorporating language from the city's high-performing board's resolution. The amendment goes to the City Commission for final approval.
In other business, board member Douglas Fisher previewed an August 25th City Commission discussion on building heights in the B3 downtown zoning district. Current rules allow up to 90 feet in most of the B3 zone. Fisher said the commission wants to re-examine those assumptions from a 2019 downtown plan, noting the commission is receiving calls to reduce the limit to 70 feet. He also mentioned potential mechanisms like requiring affordable housing or cash payments for buildings above a certain height. The board plans to discuss this at its August 21st meeting, with community development staff present.
Staley also reported the district is pursuing a special improvement lighting district to maintain downtown pedestrian lights beyond the URD's sunset date, and is in discussions with Bozeman School District about an ADA-compliant playground at Wilson School.
This has been a CivicCast AI production. Review the meeting video at bozeman.net to verify accuracy. Thank you for your interest in local government.